How long have you been in business in the Altamont Mall?
Well, we have been in business just about 5 years at the Altamont Mall. The company itself is closer to 15 years old. The anniversary will be coming up in a year or so. The theater was built at the Altamont Mall in 2007, but it went out of business within 3 months and was empty, on hiatus, for 18 months until we reopened it in 2009.
How do kids react when they come here and see the theaters with the red wall and the chandeliers and just the whole atmosphere of it?
Well, you know, it's not so much the reaction when they go in. That's almost intimidating. It's like sensory overload. It's this big red theater. It's big stuff. What are the puppets? What's going to happen? The light goes out. It's when it's over and the children come out and they say, I love that. And they want to hug you and they want to see the puppets and talk to them. That's an amazing thing. And our hope is that not only do we delight the children, surprise them and delight them, but that they'll carry not just a memory of something cool they saw and it was funny, but they'll carry with them the idea that they can create something like that themselves. They can tell a story however they want.
What's the best or most rewarding part of managing a theater like this?
Well, the best, most rewarding part of managing a theater like this is that there's nothing else like this type of theater. There are so few of them. When this theater had first gone out of business, we reopened it and a family walked into the theater, and Patty Blackwood, who was the co-founder of the theater, told me he overheard a little girl saying to her sister while walking into the theater with her grandmother, I prayed every night that Pinocchio's would reopen. I wished every night, and it did. So if we can make somebody's dream come true, a child's wish come true, and bring a fairy tale to life and have them remember that in their lives and then bring their own children here. Well, that's what we wanted to do. So if we can accomplish that, then mission is accomplished.
You recently announced that Pinocchio's will be closing at the end of July. Must have been a hard decision. Tell me a little bit about what went into that.
Well, it was a hard decision to announce that Pinocchio's was closing, and I did put it off as long as I could. But it was a decision that we didn't make. It was made simply by attendance. We're a not-for-profit theater, so we never made a ton of money, but we always made enough money to stay open. It's not really that expensive a theater to run. But for whatever reason, since last September, attendance has dropped by about 50%.
Are you a bit sad about what's going on?
I get sometimes like a catch in my throat if I say, oh, thanks for coming. We've loved to have been here, children. Like, you know, it's the goodbye. We're signing off. However, this is the third time this theater has closed. First time under me it's closed, but it's the third time that it's closed in its life and had to look somewhere else. So I think it will continue. Its name may change. Its brand, the people involved may change. The shows may change, but the idea that you're doing something for children and their families, something you don't see anywhere else, will continue. It's kind of my mission to keep it going, to keep this kind of work going for children. That is my mission. So as long as I'm still around, I will try to do that somewhere.